This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
A recent column in the Washington Post observes that Western government, until recently, generally did not regard social media and the vision of free speech they promoted as being fundamentally at odds with democracy. The author concludes that now these governments do, which is why Elon Musk and Pavel Durov are facing the revenge of the regulators. He also warns that these men will have to think more carefully about whose soil they're on when they step off the plane. Matt Taibbi exposes what is happening now that liberalism removes its mask. He laments that former Labor Secretary Robert Reich published a guide in The Guardian on how to rein in Elon Musk and even suggests that regulators around the world threaten Musk with an arrest. Matt Taibbi also points to two articles in The New York Times. The first wondered if the First Amendment is out of control. The more recent article acknowledged and then asked, the Constitution is sacred, but is it also dangerous? We also might mention the comments by Supreme Court Justice Kanji Brown Jackson. She complained that the First Amendment was hamstringing the government. Of course, that's the purpose of that amendment and the rest of the Bill of Rights. I believe what is happening is exposing leftism within liberalism. In previous commentaries, I've made a distinction between liberalism and the left. Liberals and conservatives believe in free speech. Leftists do not. I discovered this many decades ago when speaking on college campuses. Liberal professors were willing to engage in debate and discussion. Radical leftists worked to shut down debate and wanted to stop any discussion. Liberal pundits and politicians loved to talk about free speech on social media platforms until they saw comments they didn't like. Now the mask is off. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free booklet on a biblical view of patriot preachers, go to viewpoints.info/patriotpreachers. Viewpoints.info/patriotpreachers.